You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, we talk about changing the world. This is Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes. And it's interesting that we got to change ourselves before we can change the world. So a lot of the shows that we do are based on the changes that we've experienced ourselves. And tonight's show is no exception. I'll tell you why in just a moment. We have Stefan Pinto on the show. His tagline is Fit Fat to Fit.
Fit to Fat.
Just Fat to Fit. Or he's
put
been
on the scotch.
He's been on Maury Povich's show where they did, what was that? Don't tell me it was Geek to Chic.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, we also have Rasmus Stewart as our musical guest. He is a friend and a musical life kind of guru. You'll hear why when he comes on a little later. So Stefan, our guest, I met him when he was looking a lot like he looks now, years ago, and he was part of a group of guys that looked a lot like each other with big old muscles and chiseled bodies and faces, and they looked just perfect. And what was I doing? Well, I was hosting and singing at an event. As a matter of fact, while I'm at it, I'm going to give a shout out to a friend at RT, otherwise known as Romantic Times Magazine. Oh, I got a lot of friends there. So I don't know if I should start giving shout outs. But anyway, so back to the story. The very first time I did one of these events, I saw all of these guys and they were standing there and I'm like, holy shit, I'm not getting anywhere near them. They probably think I'm a geek. They probably wouldn't talk to me anyway. And then when they were talked about on stage, some of the other hosts would talk about them as if, well, they're all brawn and no brains. And the women would laugh and giggle. There were like 1,500 women in the room at the time during this Romantic Times convention for women who read romance novels. And so they were there at this. And I kind of was like, okay, maybe they're all brawn and no brains, but that's not really nice to say. And then I kept staying away from them. I was the only other guy, but I kept staying away from them because they were them and I was me. Well, fast forward years later, I'm actually friends with some of these guys. And one of them in particular, two of them have become really good friends of mine. They're also very, very smart. And I think to myself, how dare I or how dare anybody have judged them because they have worked on their body? And how sad that I judge them to think that they would think that I wouldn't be worthy of a friendship with them. And how sad for me that I didn't think myself worthy of even a conversation with them. Well, tonight we're here to turn that all around. Our guest is fit, and he is chic, and he's a weight loss guru. He's all kinds of things. He's also very, very smart. You're going to find out a little more about that when we come back. Our guest is Stefan Pinto. We'll be right back right after this on Life Changes.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So here we are in Studio NoHo in beautiful downtown North Hollywood, or is that beautiful Studio NoHo in downtown North Hollywood? And I'm sitting here with Mark Legere. Mark. That was many years ago. I'm a different person now. You're not that guy, that's for sure. You're confident. You've always been.
I'm two blocks from Hipster Row right now.
You are two blocks from Hipster Row in beautiful downtown North Hollywood. You are. You're living the hipster life. That's great. I love it. Well, actually, all right, before you have me cracking up too much, let me introduce our guest, because our guest, Stefan Pinto, lost over 60 pounds and became a male model. Some of his campaigns have been for Sears Eyewear, Estee Lauder's Lab Series, Greek Yogurt, Harley Davidson, and he's done runway shows. Now, Stefan Pinto most recently invented a diet for people who use Facebook. This is actually pretty fascinating, and we'll talk more about it later. What started as a simple status update in 2011 has now turned into a grassroots effort powered by social media, with over 28,000 photos of food submitted by participants in the C diet. It's C like Charlie, but C actually stands for something, and we'll talk about that too. The C diet helps people to learn how food choices can affect their health and ultimately their weight. Well, he is living proof. Stefan Pinto, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on the show. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Glad you're here.
There's that laugh. So you know, it's so funny. It's been many years, but you and I know exactly where we met. We don't remember meeting each other, because I probably was looking down the whole time, not even looking at your face, going, he doesn't want to talk to me. Does that happen a lot to you?
Well, I didn't want to talk to you.
And that's our show. Thank you, Stefan, for being on.
Not much has changed. I don't get it.
Well, on that show, I think I was a deer in headlights. I was totally unsure what the whole thing was about. I was completely lost. And I took my sister. She's a stylist, so I figured it'll be good for her. So a lot of people were like, whoa, this dude brought his girlfriend. And then they realized it was my sister.
Oh, yeah, because the women are there.
Yeah,
hoping they'll
like,
connect.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that show was a wake-up call, eye-opener. It was, I mean, how long was it? 4 days? 5 days?
Oh, yeah, it's intense. Yeah. We should give a shout-out to Catherine Falk. We'll leave it at that, but Catherine Falk of Romantic Times.
I love her name.
Wow, what this show has like started down. We can only go up.
Only up from here.
So interestingly enough that you should say all of that, because the other side of it is, who actually shows up at these events? Because people see you all looking the way you look, and you're a model and all of that, but for a lot of these guys, who's showing up?
I think it'll be different for everybody. I know for me, when the person that showed up was the before person.
The before, right.
Yeah, he runs the show. He runs my whole, everything that I do. And I think he's pretty smart. The after guy is a guy who's always like, whoa, look at me, you know, hit like, do this. But the before guy is like, chill out, you know, this is what we have to do. So a lot of, at my first model casting, I remember it was in Miami, and it was for Gillette. And I showed up in the casting room, and it was just filled with guys, like guys you see on TV, guys you see in ads. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh God, I think I could do this. Because it's never, I don't see myself as a model. I didn't start modeling until after I lost weight. And that was a completely different world for me. I grew up, I worked on Wall Street.
Right.
You know, I worked, I presented to board of directors. I was a nerd. I still am a nerd. So it was something that was a world that was completely new to me. I never see myself as a model. I don't feel like, I feel like an imposter half the time when you go to a model casting. I'm like, are you sure you want me? When I got called to do Sears, which was my first ever modeling gig, the agent told me, oh, you booked Sears, and booked means you got the job. And she said, but it's for your face. And I said, really? Are you sure you don't need me to take off my shirt? And she says, no, Stefan, it's eyewear. And it was just a total surprise for me. So, yeah, it's a great question. I mean, and most often, it's the before guy that shows up. I mean, now that I've been doing it, they're sort of matriculated together. So we sort of like talk to one another now. We get along well, the before and after.
You know, Mark, we've had female models on the show. We know female models and male models and all that. And I think that's a common thing, is the person that shows up is a real beautiful person. And it's just how the world has painted them to
as an object. I think it happens. Everybody has a personality, you know, and everybody tends, I think most people are good people. You just have to, they have to be in the right environment. And a lot of times people feel very, very intimidated, or they're just out of their element. So they tend to be quiet. And quiet doesn't necessarily mean.
I think that's a big part of it, being out of your element. I was in the industry some time back, and you know, it was something that was very foreign to me. And I knew a lot of people that were in a similar place of just being out of their element. They didn't know what they were getting into, and then therefore didn't know how to put the other people's definitions of themselves, how to own those. You know?
That's a great thing to say, other people's definitions of themselves. Yeah. And if we have anybody that's aspiring to be a model or to get into the entertainment industry, my biggest piece of advice is you have to have the personality for it. It's not just a matter of having the looks and the network. You have to have the personality
for it. You have to have a strong sense of self.
It's not only that. You have to be the camaraderie. You have to know how to deal with agents, how to talk to agents, how to talk to cast and directors. They should give a school, you know, on the social behavior you need to talk to an agent. What do you do when you go to a casting? You know, it's a personality, because the fact remains, you become a model and you show up at a casting, they've already seen your picture. So they take it for granted that you have the look they want. Now it's like, what else you got? What else you got? Because there's so many guys showing up. If you go to an open call, and an open call is where anybody can go. You go to an open call, they see so many people. The guy wants to eat lunch. The guy who's looking at all these people. You know, so it's like, wow him, dazzle him. And I tell the people on the sea dice, you don't have to be the smartest and you don't have to be the most beautiful. You just have to be memorable.
This is very, very important what you're saying. I actually had my own story similar to that, in that I had went with a friend who was a model, and the agent said, you go with him. And so I was in it, completely out of my league, didn't know what to do. Next thing I know, I'm in South Beach and was didn't have the personality.
When were you in South Beach? I lived there for 6 years.
This was 92, 94.
So you guys know each other too. This is great.
you were in South Beach during when South Beach was like amazing.
Yeah,
I remember. I was working at Merck in '92.
Okay. Yeah. So from Merck to Wall Street, where else?
After Wall Street, I started my own graphic design firm, and I did that. I did freelance graphic design for 10 years. It was a business. I ran a business, and I had to go out and sell websites, and that was basically, I was paying my bills, and I was still doing freelance graphic design when I moved to Miami, and I walked into a Whole Foods to buy lunch, and that's when I got discovered. A model scout came up to me, handed me their card, and said, you should come into our agency. And I just sort of gave a blank, because I was living in South Beach for 2 years, right? So I sort of had the South Beach vibe, like I knew, like, ooh, okay, this may be a scam. And I said, okay, cool. And I walked down the aisle, and like I put my head in my face, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I was buying a turkey wrap.
If you knew Stefan before, you didn't know him like this.
You didn't know I ate turkey wraps.
So what I was getting at is actually before that, I think an important thing to say is there technically was nothing wrong with the before guy?
Oh, God, no. I mean, people, you know, I sometimes post my pictures on Facebook, like I would post different before shots. And when you're taking pictures, when you're heavy, you either may not know you're heavy, and you're just you. You're on vacation, you're taking pictures. So your before pictures are pretty limited, and chances are you're smiling and you're happy. And model pictures, you generally have that model pout, right? And I know a lot of times I post pictures on Facebook as a comparison, and people would say, well, I like the before guy better. And I want to be like, dude, I never said I hated the before guy. You know, the before guy was living his life. He was happy. They're like, oh, yeah, the before guy's smiling. I was like, well, I was in Paris. You'd be smiling, too. I mean, he was having a great time. I mean, so
Paris
it's not like
the turkey wrap.
No.
buying a turkey wrap.
Oui, oui, très bien. Mon chéri. But it wasn't, you know, it was just how I lost my weight was by accident. You know, I just joined the gym and I just learned as much as I could on. So it wasn't like I was like, you know, I'm going to lose this weight and I'm going to become a model. That was not anything that was part of my modus operandi. That's not French.
No, that's Latin. And he speaks Latin too.
No, oui, je parle français. So okay. Don't cuss me out in French because je comprends.
Okay. All right. So when we come back, we're going to do more of this interview in French, evidently. And we're going to find out what else he ate while he was in Paris. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about the sea diet. And it's not seafood and eat it, right? It's something completely different. And we'll have more from our guest, Stephen Pinto, after this. And later on in the show, our musical guest, Raspin Stewart. All this right after this.
Oui, oui.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we're back, Mark and I here, with our guest, Stefan Pinto. We're talking about all kinds of interesting things. If you want to learn more about our guest, you can go directly to stefanpinto.com. That's S-T-E-F-A-N-P-I-N-T-O.com. You can also find him on Facebook at facebook.com/stefan.pinto. There, you will also find out about the sea diet, because he's got all kinds of information about that, though there are all kinds of things I want to talk to you about. Let's just make sure we cover that. Sea diet, as in the C letter.
Well, the C stands for choice. And the word, when I say sea diet, people get turned off. They're like, oh God, another diet. But diet is just a word we use to describe what we normally eat. So for example, if you get sick, you're not feeling well, and you go to the doctor, they'll say, well, what was your diet like? You know, so it's a word, but unfortunately, it's become a bad word. It's like, oh, I got to go on a diet. You know, the C diet is actually helping people make healthier eating choices. So the C stands for choice, and it's, are your food choices based on convenience, calories, cost, or a combination of all three? Take a picture with your camera phone and tell us. So what the participants do for 90 days is they photograph every single thing they're about to eat or about to put into their mouth. Because the moniker for the C diet is you can't control everything in your life, but you can control what you put into your mouth. Mm. So people learn just by seeing these photos, oh my God, this is what I eat for breakfast every day. And they soon realize that convenience will make you fat. So the C is also a community. because we have a minimum of 15 people participate for each round. Each round lasts for 3 months, and they invariably become friends with one another.
Mm.
And everybody has an avatar name, so to speak. So say Filippo joins the Sea Diet, he may call himself Radio Guy, and he posts all his pictures, and then he could comment as Radio Guy, and everybody doesn't know it's your meal. So you don't feel judged, as mm-hmm. you know we often are on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you start learning how to make a healthier choice. Now that, coupled with support by major brands, so we have Stonyfield Yogurt, so a supporter on the Sea Diet, and they would send you free, not samples, they would send you free yogurt for a week. Mm. So say you would buy an alternate yogurt that one of the brands that you can buy 10 for a dollar, that's basically sugar, you get this yogurt that tastes good and it's good for you and it's better for you and it's real yogurt, and you become a customer. So I convert likes to add to cart. So they would become a customer, and the brands, for the cost of outreach, they get a whole new customer that's buying their product. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Wow. Wow, very clever. And what a great use of social media for something that dieting has existed ever.
Well, it started as a social media experiment. Like you said in the intro, I just posted on a New Year's Day. Literally, it was New Year's Day.
January, I remember.
And I posted a status update, and people submitted photos.
It was a turkey wrap, right?
No, it was not a turkey wrap. But actually, no, go back. It was on Thanksgiving. You know, you're stuck on this turkey.
I told you. I remember.
It was Thanksgiving. I posted the status update, and it was New Year's Day is when I started the experiment. I said, hey, guys, you know, I want to do this. And five women signed up, and we didn't. And then it was not structured the way it is now. It was really an experiment. But they lost weight, and we did the photo shoot in Miami of that year. And it was a whole bucket list experience for them to be photographed as models. They loved it.
Oh, I have to say this. Okay, so Stefan looks like a nice guy, and he is a nice guy. But when it comes to dieting and body and health, he is serious. He doesn't coddle. It's like, you do it, or if you say you do it, you got to do it. C should also stand for commitment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. But a lot of people sign up on the diet.
I'm trying to think what else. Never mind. I obviously can't say it on the air.
A lot of people sign up for the diet because they think, oh, this looks like fun. I guess I'll try it. You know, like you sign up for a gym because it's, you know, you have to make a resolution. And a lot of times people make these resolutions and they never follow through. I wrote a post on it, why resolutions fail. You know, because really all you're doing is all you're doing with your resolutions, you're making a resolution. You're not actually committing yourself to the act that was that resolution.
So it's like trying.
Yeah. So people sign up for my C diet, and then they would drop out after a month, and they, you know, for whatever reason, or sometimes people would email me and say, oh man, I fell off the wagon. I drank too much this weekend. And I don't reply. You know, what do you want me to say? You know you drank too much. Did you contact me so I could say to you, oh, that happens to all of us? You know, I mean,
so
you're an...
C definitely doesn't stand for compassion.
Crunked.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if there is... I mean, I have had people like Susan, who I posted. She was on my program for 2 years. And that's how long it took me to lose the weight, because I was working. I had a life. You know, it's not all the time you could go to the gym and do whatever. But she was really trying. She was committed to this thing. You know, I have people that say, you know, I can't come back for this round because I can't afford it, but I'm going to come back for the next round. And you know, we've all been in school where we see the students that are really trying, they're really pushing themselves, and then there are those that take it for granted. You know, why do people join gyms and not show up? You know, and they stay home and they watch TV. You know, they say, I should really be going to the gym. You know, it's that saying, one more bite isn't going to hurt, or, you know, why bother? I'm already fat. No, stop that behavior. So the C diet attempts to teach you how to break those practices and to change your habits. But I can only do so much as a teacher because I'm dealing with adults. I'm not dealing with 5-year-olds.
Mm.
So why people say, well, if you're not giving meal plans,
when it comes to their food, you're dealing with 5-year-olds.
Well, a lot of times, you know, food becomes our comfort. It becomes our solace. And people say, well, how could you help people lose weight if you're not giving meal plans? I said, well, it's a choice diet. So if I were to give you a meal plan and I say on Monday, I want you to eat this, this, and this, and you happen to be traveling on Monday, you can't pack this, this, and this because TSA will take it away from you. So what happens? you're on this other diet, conventional diet, and then you have no food, you board the plane, you're hungry, you're right. angry. Right. You know, you buy the food if they're serving food.
Right.
Or you, as soon as you get off the plane, you go to Burger King or McDonald's and you buy this horrible meal and then you feel like you fail and you fall off the wagon and that's
Not
the end
that
of the diet.
Not that there's anything wrong with...
But instead, if I teach you to arm you with knowledge to make a healthier choice, you can go to McDonald's and you look at the menu and say, all right, I guess I feel like eating meat, so I'll get a Big Mac and I wouldn't eat the bun. So you make a better choice. You know, it may not be the best choice, but you still feel empowered. You photograph that, you know, and you send it and you said, hey, I used to eat the entire Big Mac, but I cut it in half. Do something.
This photograph thing kind of makes you feel like it puts a stake in the ground.
Accountability.
It is accountability. Yeah. It is total accountability, and that's why you have to photograph it. So and that's why I don't give meal plans, because you know there's Thanksgiving, there's weddings, there's movies with the kids, there's picnics at work, and you're not going to have these foods that are on all these meal plans.
As long as the C you're making is not to photograph the person next to you's meal while you have the two Big Macs.
Well, look, it's up to you, you know, and it'll show because you have to send progress photos.
Right.
You know, you're not going to get a lashing if you don't.
Oh, you have to send progress photos. You didn't say that. So before pictures, and then how often do you send progress photos?
Well, I mean, it's every month. The program lasts for 3 months, so you'll start feeling a difference after 21 days. You start feeling, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like, you know, I don't have headaches anymore. Mm. You know, I've had, these are actual statements right. from people.
Yeah.
Or people say, hey, did you change your hair? You know, people start noticing things. Or then you start feeling like, hey, these pants used to be.
Did you become a model?
And after 3 months, people are like, oh my God, what did you? I actually had one of, Mary, here's a picture. Can everybody see this picture? That's Mary. Mary, she was on the program, and she went to her.
Wow.
Yeah, she looked great.
Not that there was anything wrong with Mary before. But
Mary, for those of you that can't see, Mary lost 50 pounds on my program. And the point of this,
amazing.
The point of this story is, her sister contacted me because Mary went back home to her nephew's graduation. And the sister contacted me, and the subject of the email just simply read, "Make me beautiful like my sister." And I didn't know who they were talking about. And I read it, and she said, "I hadn't seen my sister in so long, and my son was graduating. And she told me about your program, and I just can't believe it." And her sister is in her 60s. And she signed up for my program for 3 months. And I also posted her progress photo. So these are people that it's something they can do.
I think that ability to empower the choice is so important, because people don't realize how food and sugar are just as addictive, if not more, than most drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're giving them little victories, which are in essence big victories, by being able to be in control,
mm-hmm.
even if, like you said, it's maybe not the best decision, but it's still a decision, a better one than they would have made if they just gave in.
I totally agree, and it's the best decision for them at this point in their life.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to, it's why do people hold drinks at parties, you know, because if they didn't have, they need something to hold. So if mm-hmm. you tell someone, you can't just tell someone, well, you know, don't eat that. Well, then they're like, well, I don't know what else to eat. You know, you tell someone, eat your vegetables. Well, like, I don't like vegetables. You know, so you have to educate people, and you have to give them these small victories so that they, so even if someone drops out after first month, they would probably sign up again, because they'll look back and they'll say, you know, that was the only thing that I really felt like I was the one making the choice. Mm-hmm. And I knew, you know, what was the good choice. Because we all know, you know, like, oh God, this has so much, this is so much carbs, I shouldn't be eating this. You know. But they would get more in-depth information.
Most people know, but not everybody.
Well, not everybody. That's why every night for 90 days, they get an email from me. It serves to motivate, it serves to inspire, and it also serves to educate.
Yeah. Wow, that's work, and that's awesome. Your book, does it go through all of this? Fat to Fit, right?
Is the book? It's Fat to Fit, not Fit to Fat.
It's an Fit to Fat is easier, I think.
Well, send them my way.
So Fat to Fit is the book. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And
it's actually in the iTunes store. I don't promote
audio?
It's an app with videos, but I don't promote it because I'm like, oh God, we shot that for the videos for the iTunes version, we shot that in a day.
I'm sure
it was helpful. So tiring. It was like, and it rained. It never rains in LA, but when we shot that, it rained.
So what? Your hair was wet. What happened?
No, don't you know that means good luck? No, it was just so I don't promote it. I'm like, oh God, I hate this video.
Oh, but you just did. I mean, it's on iTunes, but we don't promote it.
Yeah, it's on iTunes and it's $4.99, but we don't promote it.
And I'm all wet, so you can, you know, you can see my chest through my t-shirt.
No, I'm dressed.
You're dressed. All right, so
unlike now.
You're actually dressed. no, he is dressed now. Let's just make this clear. In the studio. And although most of his
but
pictures,
no, the book,
he's
the,
not.
The book.
Facebook.com/Stefan.Pinto. What about the book that you're not promoting?
No, the book, I wanted to say the book happened, we do have to go to commercial. The book happened before the C diet. So I don't want to mislead people into thinking if they buy the book, they learn about the diet. Because when I did the book, the diet was not anywhere in my mind.
But they learned something in the book?
The book, it's actually called Fat to Fit. 50 Easy Ways to Lose Weight. And it's 50 simple pointers that are practical that you can and it's because you can get on your phone. It's just practical pointers of what you can do. And you're like, oh, wow, this makes sense. Okay.
Excellent. You know, it's interesting that we talk about this life change, this transformation of fat to fit or geek to chic, as Maury Povich said when he had you on the show. I'd like to talk about some other life changes. It's interesting that the ones that people focus on is the ones that they can see. There are some internal ones. There are some physical ones. There are some emotional ones. There have been so many life changes in your life. And it's interesting that we focus on the one that is either beauty related or body related. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that when we come back with our guest, Stefan Pinto. And remember, we've got Raspin Stewart in the studio with us here at Studio NoHo when we come back on Life Changes right after this.
Don't promote my book, Fat to Fit.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Talk about life changes. This is Filippo Voltaggio. I'm here with Mark and our guest, Stefan Pinto. You can learn about Stefan at facebook.com/Stefan.Pinto, or you can go to stefanpinto.com. You'll see different things at each place. And if you go to iTunes, you will find the book that we're not promoting, Fat to Fit. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And it's interesting that people... we seem to focus on the things that we could see, like, wow, your body changed. Well, along with that body change are major emotional changes. We talked a little bit about how people relate to you or how they don't relate to you because of that body change. Also, you had major life changes before that. Like, you were born in Trinidad, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you wake up the next day and you're in New York, so to speak, or where was it? New York? Where were you?
Well, we took a plane.
Well, yeah, but you might have slept on the plane. But
yeah, we moved from Trinidad to New York, and it was a major shock because I had to start attending public high school, so that was completely different to me. The whole educational system, we were taught under the British system because Trinidad used to be a British colony. So we wore uniforms. I mean, just a shock of seeing kids wearing whatever they like in school, seeing cigarettes, not standing up when the teacher came into the classroom. These were all things that we did.
And you were out of place all of a sudden.
Yeah, I didn't really have friends. I mean, the whole concept of homeroom and lockers. I mean, it was just everything. Everything was new. The winter. Because we would visit New York, but always in the summertime. So I had never experienced winter. So it was a complete shock, but it was something that I'm glad that I was able to do, because I did make friends in high school and then ultimately in college. But yeah, it was a big change.
See, just the way you're describing that to me tells me how you relate more with, like, especially the women that you're not, especially the women, but I know that there are more women that sign up for.
It's mostly women that sign up for the diet.
So you relate with them because at one point or another, we have all been or felt out of place or not fitting in or wanting to fit in or wanting to understand this major change going on in our lives.
Well, everybody wants to fit in. You know, everybody, you know, they want to belong, but it's a double-edged sword, because how can you fit in? How can you be like everyone else but still be a unique person? So you can't forget that aspect, that you're unique, you're who you are. So I don't really feel that you have to fit in, but there comes a point in your life where that doesn't bother you. Because it's easy to say, well, you know, I don't want to fit in. I'm a unique person. Check me out. Whoa. You know, but then you're upset over it. So, I mean, hey. You know, you could fit in, you know, but you have to be happy with it. I also tell people, you know, if you're overweight and you're totally happy with it, more power to you. I mean, I don't ever, there have been situations where I did have one woman message me and she said she was very upset because I never contacted her to participate. The Sea Diet's not open to everyone. And because we have a limited amount of slots available, sometimes it's closed, you know, it's too late. And she said, you know, I'm very upset that you didn't contact me to participate in the Sea Diet. And I have learned you never, ever offer to a woman, hey, do you want to be in my diet? You just don't do that. People have to come and say, hey, I want to participate on your diet. You know, okay, great. Here's the form, and this is what you fill out, and this is what you do. So it's something that you have to want to do. You know, and if you're unhappy and you want to lose weight, then I'll help you do so. But if you're happy with the way you are, then great. Let's go eat.
So it sounds like the Sea Diet is not just the choices you're making about the foods you're eating, but it's the choices you're making about how you're treating yourself.
A lot of times it is. And the Sea Diet, how you treat yourself is basically what you put into your body, right?
Sure.
So people punish themselves. You know, they had a bad day, so they go out and they eat. But just the same, food is very celebratory.
They think they're rewarding. Yeah, they think they're rewarding themselves.
You have to change your thinking.
Right.
I saw a great motivational thing on Instagram where it said, do not reward yourself with food. You're not a dog. You know, and it really like slaps you in your face.
Wow.
When you think about that, because we as human beings, we tend to do that. We like, oh, let's go eat, you know, like after graduation, where are we going to go eat? And we, you know, food is something that we do with everything, you know, because food tastes great. I love to eat. You know, I could eat my way through Italy, but it's really the choices that you make. I mean, you enjoy food and, you know.
That's the way we're programmed from the beginning, though, right? Every celebration, every, you know, good event. Here, a little more yellow, number five.
Well, as a baby, you get your mother's attention when you cry. And you know when you cry, she's going to feed you. Mm. Same thing with an animal. You know, an animal, you know, it actually trains us. You know, if it knows if it does this, if a cat jumps up on you in the morning, hey, they're going to wake up and give me food. So let me keep doing it. So if
you program,
for me, my reward mechanism is, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. But that didn't happen overnight. That took a long time, you know, because there are people that just don't like to sweat. But eventually, the more you work out and the more you sweat, you realize you don't sweat as much as you used to. But that's for a whole other show.
So actually, that's an interesting point and maybe a good place to wrap this up. The motivation that it takes, we're not saying you have to hate yourself the way you are. On the contrary, you have to love yourself.
You have to want to be. You have to want to be better. You know, because you know,
healthier
comfort is really the fair companion to laziness, right? So once you become comfortable, you stop working hard. So, but if you will change when you're in a situation where you're forced to change, and that's sadly what happens to a lot of people, but. You have to want to be better. And that's what the Sea Diet is. It's you becoming a better version of yourself.
So you mentioned about that woman, Mary's sister, I guess, who's 60 or something. And so it's never too late.
No, of course not. I mean, the Sea Diet, you don't know. I've had people who don't want to lose weight. They just want to discover new, healthier products. You know, I have a woman who actually was a friend in college and she contacted me on Facebook and she said she's been monitoring my Sea Diet and she wants a startup. And she wrote me an email and she said all her life she's had an allergic reaction and her lips would turn red. And she discovered in my program from eliminating foods that it was because of black pepper. And she said, you've changed. You don't understand what you've done for me.
Wow.
You know, and it's not that black pepper is bad, but it's just that people have been monitoring what they eat.
Right.
And she did it so ardently that she discovered this. We have some great stories from the participants on the Sea Diet.
You have a great story.
Oh, well, thank you.
thank you for sharing your story, your stories. There's so many.
Did I leave you speechless?
Me, it's hard to do, but what I'm thinking of, there's so many stories that I'd like to know more about. However, we just have a couple more minutes, and I'm just wondering, is there a story that you haven't shared that you want to make sure that comes out? You want to say something to some of your fans?
Wow, you caught me off guard with that.
Oh, did I leave you speechless?
Bada bing. Well, the next round of the Sea Diet starts October 27th.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's the final round for the year. So if participants want to sign up, they could find me on Facebook. Or you could send me an email. It's just a very, I'll give you the generic email. It's my first name, last name, Stephen Pinto at Mac, like the computer.com. And just send me an email. Say, hey, I heard you on the show and I'm interested about your diet. Send me info. And they can sign up. And that will, you will, however, be on the diet through Thanksgiving. So a lot of people are like, oh God, what is this going to be like? But you know, funny enough, the last 3 months of the year are good rounds because the summer is hard, man. When the people are in the program during the summer, for some reason, the summer is hell. When you're
it's the other way around.
No, because people are just here. They're there, you know, and they tend to be the dog days, August, and we have a lot of dropouts. But come down to the holidays, Halloween's easy for people. That's a kid's holiday, you know, but it's just Thanksgiving and people freak out. Because actually, when I started going to the gym, I joined the gym in September and I had to go through Thanksgiving when I joined the gym and I was sort of freaking out. Because I had made so much progress.
Right.
So I was like, oh, God, Thanksgiving. But I did really good. Because when you realize you want to do it, like I tell people, if you want abs, but you can't stop eating hamburgers, you don't really want abs, you want hamburgers. So if you do all of this, if you do all of this work and then come Thanksgiving, you eat all the stuff.
Stop fooling yourself.
It's like, what you wasted all your time, man.
Or just change your thing. It's like, I want hamburgers. Just
eat it without the bun.
Another turkey wrap.
A turkey wrap. And actually, maybe Thanksgiving is the best time to be doing something like this, because you're actually conscious through the holiday. And so you...
Well, some people eat themselves into unconsciousness.
Well, turkey does have tryptophan.
Well, that's actually a myth. I think there's more tryptophan in chicken. But look, if I'm wrong, I read it somewhere else. I read it somewhere else. Don't take my word for it.
Well, then why are you saying it's a myth? Regardless, it has some.
I read on the internet. Everything on the internet is true.
Well, you're on the internet. You're all over the internet, actually. For those of you who want to actually see more of Stefan, a lot more, actually, you can go to StefanPinto.com.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram. I post more recent pictures. I don't hardly ever update.
Oh, really? But
we're not, book that we're not promoting.
We're not promoting that. How do they get you on Instagram?
It's just Stefan Pinto. You can just search.
Okay.
You know, or there's a link on Facebook. I don't know. I feel like I'm boring people. It's like, do this, do this, do this, do this. Well, send me money.
That's not boring them. That's telling them what to do.
Okay, tell them about the book again.
That we're not promoting.
You know, I'm going to tell them that I really enjoyed having you here. It's been many years since we didn't meet or met, but who remembers? But it's
will it be many years more?
No,
after
it
this?
Won't be. It won't be. I have a feeling that the guests will, the audience will demand you back. Have that guy on, Stefan Pinto, the one with the book we're not promoting. So with that, Stefan, it has been a great pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
It's been really a great pleasure. So when we come back, it'll be another great pleasure with a friend and musician, singer, and I call him guru of music. I'll have to figure out a better name. But Raspin Stewart. Right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We have a very special guest in the studio today, our guest Raspin Stewart. He's a friend, he's a musician, singer, songwriter, and I've known him for many years, had the pleasure of seeing him perform many times. We actually also had the pleasure of having him at one of our Life Changes Live events, and he was a big hit. And so now he's actually been a guest on the show. Now he's our musical guest. We'll talk to him in just a minute, but without further ado, let's hear one of his songs. Raspin, what are we hearing? This one.
We started out so innocently. We learned to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed. Let's dance. Let's smoke the hookah and dance. Let's smoke the hookah and dance. Rome, it wasn't built in no day. In time stand still for no one, they say. Yes, you we'll pass the same way. Dance, sweat, sweat, oh. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Confucius, great prophecy. Fall now to their knees. Watch, watch, watch. Their palms bleed. Dance, say, say, oh, we smoked tapioca and dance. We smoke tapioca and dance. But in a time of man-made disease, my friends fall like leaves from the trees. Now there's only frozen streams. Dance now. Why don't you dance now? Who gets up and dance now? We smoke the hookah and dance. It's black, it's white, I say, it's quartz, it's dry. Show me a minority who hasn't suffered or cried. Live in a land where freedom calls. Dance, say, say, so! We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. Get up, stand up, these are your rights. You got to fight for your rights. You got to fight so peacefully. Unite people, eliminate war. You are the key to every door. You hear the lies, you see the truth. Dance, say, say, oh. We smoke the hookah and dance. We smoke the hookah and dance. We started out so innocently. We started out so innocently. We started out so innocently. We smoke the hookah and we dance.
Now you know why I call him the music guru. His words, his lyrics, the songs that he writes are just so powerful and meaningful and thought-provoking. You can learn about Raspin at raspin.com. That's R-A-S-P-I-N.com. His latest release is Hurdy Gurdy Man, and you can also get that at his website, raspin.com. You probably have heard him. If you go into Starbucks, they play him over and over again. He's got Rumblin' and Tumblin', We Do What We Do. His music is played there and all kinds of places. So you can find it on iTunes and at his website, and you can contact Raspin there to come and sing at your events, or you'll see him at a festival in town. And if we're lucky, we'd love to hear one more song. Can we, Raspin?
Absolutely.
Be a pleasure.
What was the name of that song, you think?
The last one, I'm going to say Smoke the Hookah and Dance.
Absolutely correct.
But of course, I have your CD, so I cheated.
You did?
I love it. Thank you.
Did you politically cheat?
No.
So this is a song from my newfound friend called Jet. He's in first grade. He's an awesome kid. I just spent the last 45 minutes talking with him. Literally.
Aww.
Smart guy.
Agreed.
And I can't wait to see what he grows up to be. Like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea and gazing with tranquility. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man, he come a-singing songs of love. 'Twas when the hurdy-gurdy man, he come a-singing songs of love. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. Where history, I say, of ages past, unlightened by shadows cast, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man, he called me singing songs of love. Is when the hurdy-gurdy man, he called me singing songs of love. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. This is a Donovan song. And Donovan traveled to India with the Beatles to go visit the Maharishi. And while in India, under a balmy moonlit night, George Harrison looked up at the stars and said, "You know, Don, I think I can write a verse to this song." So this is the long-lost verse of George Harrison. "But when the truth gets buried deep beneath a thousand years of sleep, when time demands I turn around, and once again the truth is found. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man, he come a-singing songs of love. It's when the hurdy-gurdy man, he come a-singing songs of love. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. And hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. I say, here come the roly-poly man. I say, I sing a singing songs of love. I mean love, 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 all together, Filippo. I say love, 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 yes. Oh, wow, the world goes around. I love, 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 mercy. And speaking words of wisdom, love.
Hurdy-gurdy man. That's available at Raspin.com. That's his latest release. You heard it here first, actually. It's also available on iTunes, and Raspin performs all around, so check Raspin.com, get on his mail list, check out his music, and Raspin, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. It was beautiful to listen to you speak on Fat to Fit.
Thank you.
And how beauty comes from within.
Indeed, indeed. And so life has changed tonight. Thank you all. Thank you, Raspin Stewart. Thank you, Stefan Pinto. And thanks to all of you who are the reason that we do this. We are Life Changers. I am Filippo, reminding you, as your life changes, we're
you
here
have
for
been
you.
Listening Ciao, to everybody. Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.